a reed like a rod was given to me. Someone said, rise and measure Elohim's temple and the altar and those who worship in it. Leave out the court which is outside of the temple and don't measure it, for it has been given to the nations. They will tread the set-apart city underfoot for 42 months. I will give power to my two witnesses, and they will prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. These are the two olive trees and the two lampstands standing before Elohim of the earth. If anyone desires to harm them, fire proceeds out of their mouth and devours their enemies. If anyone desires to harm them, he must be killed in this way. These have the power to shut up the sky, that it may not rain during the days of their prophecy. They have power over the waters, to turn them into blood, and to strike the earth with every plague, as often as they desire. When they have finished their testimony, the beast that comes up out of the abyss will make war with them, and overcome them, and kill them. Their dead bodies will be in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also their master was impaled. From among the peoples, tribes, languages, and nations, people will look at their dead bodies for 3.5 days and will not allow their dead bodies to be laid in a tomb. Those who dwell on the earth will rejoice over them, and they will be glad. They will give gifts to one another, because these two prophets tormented those who dwell on the earth. After the 3.5 days, the breath of life from Elohim entered into them, and they stood on their feet. Great fear fell on those who saw them. I heard a loud voice from heaven saying to them, come up here. They went up into heaven in a cloud, and their enemies saw them. In that day there was a great earthquake, and 1/10 of the city fell. 7,000 people were killed in the earthquake, and the rest were terrified and gave glory to the Elohim of heaven. The second woe is past. Behold, the third woe comes quickly. The seventh angel sounded, and great voices in heaven followed, saying, the kingdom of the world has become the kingdom of our master and of his Messiah. He will reign forever and ever. The 24 elders who sit on their thrones before Elohim's throne fell on their faces and worshipped Elohim, saying, we give you thanks, Yahweh Elohim, the Almighty, the one who is and who was, because you have taken your great power and reigned. The nations were angry, and your wrath came, as did the time for the dead to be judged, and to give your bondservants, the prophets, their reward, as well as to the set-apart ones and those who fear your name, to the small and the great, and to destroy those who destroy the earth. Elohim's temple that is in heaven was opened, and the ark of Yahweh's covenant was seen in his temple. Lightnings, sounds, thunders, an earthquake, and great hail followed.